My name is Karen Sterrell White, and I'm producer of the Marilyn 60 Project, which is a worldwide string of rehearsed reads of the play of One Night with Marilyn by P.T. Rose.
Anyone who knows me knows growing up, my wallpaper pretty much was Marilyn Monroe. People still ask me, do you have any Marilyn pictures in the house? I don't anymore, but I still love her. I still love watching her movies and actually how I feel when I watch those movies. What do you like most about Marilyn? Why this play?
Well, number one, the play is a great play, and it's informative. It gives us background to how she became who she was. But Marilyn herself was an enigma, a beautiful woman, a clever woman, and a woman who had an awful lot to offer life. Sadly, as much as she gave to the silver screen, her personal life wasn't what it should have been. And it's sad.
Captures a moment in her life when things were going wrong for her, and it sees different versions of Marilyn coming out, and she has conversations with those versions of herself. What was it like doing that and running through the sort of the dialogue of the experience of the character?
During the time when she was admitted into Payne Whitney Sanatorium, she was quite sick, mentally sick at the time. So she thought she was going for a bit of rest and relaxation, but it was actually to get help. They took all her medication off her, and obviously no access to alcohol, and she went through a sort of detox. And the playwright has imagined what was going on in her head at the time. And during that time, she meets her mother, she meets two of her foster carers, she meets her first husband, Jim Doherty, who she married when she was 16, and she meets and she talks all the way through the play to an Uncle Marion, who she never knew an awful lot about, but he knew an awful lot about her, and he tells us her about her life history, basically. We have three Marilyns that can be seen on the stage throughout the performance. There's young Norma Jean, there's the iconic, beautiful Marilyn, and there's the very distraught and troubled Marilyn in the sanatorium.
I think why I was drawn to Marilyn was, obviously, initially, it was seeing her on the big screen and seeing how funny, how engaging she was. And then I wanted to find out more about her. And when I read about her life, obviously, there was this sad side to her character, but there was also an intellect there. There was a woman who was well read.
You know, she was very much portrayed as the dumb blonde on screen, but there was so much more to her. And I think this has been very much appreciated across the world. This wonderful actress, this beautiful woman, had so much more. We have rehearsed reads in India, in Dubai, in, of course, in the States, in New York, and across the country in the UK. The interest is absolutely huge, and it goes beyond doubt, she is an icon.
What's it like for you connecting globally with regards to this play? It must be quite fascinating, the pull and the draw still, to hear that people are still interested.
Yeah. Oh, very much so, and particularly the three rehearsed reads we have in India, in Mumbai, Lucknow, they are all young women. They're not people of my age. They're young women. And still the draw of this beautiful woman and her story is very much in their world. They want to be part of it. It's incredible, really, that 60 years after her death, the interest is still there.
It's amazing, isn't it, how somebody who passed away so long ago still manages to touch our modern history and still have an impact as well. Do you think it's because she was so ahead of her time that she can fit in any period? She's still relevant. She'll be relevant in the future.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, she would have been the same age as the Queen. If you think of the Queen now at 90 and you think, oh, what would Marilyn be like? She'll always be that young, beautiful woman. but she is a person of her time. It's so relevant now, the mental health issues. she went through, we're very much experiencing now. People in the limelight not being able to cope, having to resort to drugs and alcohol to get through the day. And also the fact that her background was troubled as a child, that affected her being able to have relationships with people and trusting people. But she hid all that, and above and beyond all that, she could star on stage